So previously in the past, Devar Halacha that I sent out, we discussed a lot of the halachas that one encounters when it comes to bugs, both on Shabbos and in general. So I want to continue that theme. There are a couple other interesting halacha l'maaseh ramifications that come up, particularly maybe here in Eretz Yisrael, maybe more than in other places, but in general it's certainly helpful. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Shini Tes, Sif Tes Zayin, that if one has a water bottle, it is mutter to cover that water bottle with a cloth, even if the water bottle or the water in the bottle is infested with worms. And they're allowed to drink directly from that water bottle, and it wouldn't be a violation of Borer, right? Even though this would seemingly violate Borer on Shabbos, separating using a kli, using the cloth in order to separate the bad of the worms from the good of the water, nevertheless it's going to be mutter on Shabbos, because the Shulchan Aruch explains there is no Borer when one is involved in the Maisa Achila or the Maisa Shtia. When one is actually eating or drinking, there is no borer. This is similar to if one ever opened up the Rabbi Cheit Lama Tes Melachos book and they're eating the watermelon seeds. What could they do? The watermelon, they could spit out the seeds. Why aren't you separating the bad from the good? And that should be a violation of borer. Borer is only mutter when it's miyad, biyad, and ochel mitoch psolas. Over here, you're doing psolas mitoch ochel. It's still mutter because there is no borer with your mouth. Halacha l'maaseh, this comes up also when one has one of those Brita water bottles, the new ones, that have the filter which is attached to the mouthpiece. So this could be very similar to that of the mafeh. Maybe it's mutter because that, even though Britas have many, many, many other etairim. However, the Mishnah Berurah obviously picks up on this, that if it's before the Maisa Achila, then there would be a violation of Borer on Shabbos. So what's a classic example? If one has a zvuv, a fly which fell in your soup, what should you do if you have a fly in your soup? So the Mishnah Berurah famously says that what do you do? Quoting the Achronim, you remove the fly with some soup. Why is that not a violation of Borer? So the simple understanding of the Mishnah Berurah is because Borer is only usher when one takes psolas away from the ochel. But over here, if you take ochel and psolas together, then that's not a violation of borer, because they're not removing just the psolas. The Chazon Ish, in Or HaChaim Siman Nun Gimel, says something slightly different. Says the reason why it's mutter to remove the fly with the soup is not because it's mutter to remove ochel with the psolas. That's not the reason why, but rather the reason why is because the tarobes of the fly in the soup only exists around the limbs of the fly, and therefore when I remove the fly with some soup, what am I actually removing? The entire taroves, correct? I'm removing the entire mixture of the fly and the soup together. What's the nafkamina between the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah? If one didn't have a liquid and solid tarovis that they wanted to remove it, let's say a person had salad on their plate, and they did dislike tomatoes, but they liked cucumbers. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, it would be mutter for you to do what? Remove the tomatoes as long as I took some cucumbers along with it. Because there's a heter of removing ochel and psolas together. According to the Chazon Ish, no such heter exists. So that'd be one nafkamina between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. One other just interesting scenario that comes up, both in terms of bugs, not just in Shabbos, but in general, is the idea of using sifted flour or checked barley versus not sifted flour and barley. What happens? We know in Eretz Yisrael, certainly there's the climate where you may be in, there may be an issue with bug infestation when it comes to your barley or when it comes to your flour. And therefore people suggest you should sift the flour and check the barley. Whatever happens, if you're invited to somebody's house and you're unsure if the person sifted the barley or the flour or checked the barley, and now it's Shabbos morning, they serve you a piece of cake, some challah, they serve you some chulin, can you feel comfortable eating such an item, or do you have to be concerned there may be bugs during a violation of an Isser D'Oraisa? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Pei Dalet in Yeridaya tells us that it's mutter if one took an item that may be infested with bugs and it was cooked, then it would be mutter for you to eat such a dish. Why would it be mutter for you to eat such a dish? So it's based off of the Tshuvas HaRashba. The Shach over there quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba, and it's based off of Svek Sveika. And we know Svek Sveika by Halacha is mutter. If you have a double doubt when it comes to Halacha, then we can assume Lakula that it's mutter for you to engage in such an activity. What's a Svek Sveika? The first topic is maybe there are bugs in the item, maybe there aren't bugs in the item, right? Maybe the flour is infested with bugs, maybe it's not. And even if it is infested with bugs, comes a second topic. maybe it was crushed or destroyed in the cooking process. And it's if it was crushed and destroyed in the cooking process, then we could use the principle of batal b'shisha. That if you have 60 times the amount of non-kosher food, 60 times kosher food versus the non-kosher food, then you're allowed to eat that item. And because of that svek sveka, if one was in a situation where they forgot to check their barley and they made the chillin, or somebody stripped them a piece of cake or challah and they weren't sure if they sifted the flour properly, nevertheless, one could be confident that that's not going to be an issue of eating bugs on Shabbos or in general. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful day.